Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be a mixture of clouds and sun. We do have a slight chance for some rain activity later on. We'll have a high today around 78 degrees. Temperature-wise, in Kenosha, 66 at this hour, 61 in Burlington. It's 69 in Milwaukee, 67 in Racine. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave declaring a state of emergency in the wake of severe bluff erosion along the Lake Michigan shoreline in Mount Pleasant and in Caledonia, noting an increase in the water level of Lake Michigan and the combination of wave action plus the unsustainable bluffs. County officials have this erosion as being accelerated to an unprecedented rate. Delagrave telling WRJN News this declaration allows the county to take a number of different steps to try to protect the public and to seek help from the state and federal governments.
One, asking for state and federal help, and hopefully that will come, and either whether it's developing a plan or resources. Number two, it allows us to close streets. As you know, there's a lot of the erosion is in one particular area about a foot or two away from public utilities, so it allows us to close streets. And three, if we have to, it gets necessary, we can evacuate people.
State Representative Peter Barca, who is also a member of the Federal Emergency Management Agency's National Advisory Council, says the declaration can only help. The Lake Michigan shoreline does not fall under the jurisdiction of Racine County, but Delagrave says this declaration is one way to support both villages by raising awareness and finding what he calls an expeditious solution. The erosion also threatening at least one home in Summers and in other areas along Lake Michigan's western shore. Elected officials from five Racine County communities impacted by a proposal to convert an abandoned rail line into a bicycle and pedestrian path will get together the week of June the 11th to talk more about what's called the Rails to Trails Initiative. Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant on the east side of the interstate, along with Union Grove, Dover, and Yorkville on the west side, are targeted with this project. It would incorporate abandoned Soo Line tracks, including removal of the rails. There's a public information meeting that was held last week. About five dozen people in attendance. Still a long way to go, though, including approval from Racine County and the state. A lot of southeast Wisconsin residents now planting flowers and other items in their yards, but farmers have been digging it for weeks, and it's been a great spring season, according to State Agriculture Secretary Ben Bransel.
Corn, soybeans, the alfalfa came through the winter without damage. The winter wheat looks really, really good, so in general, most of those larger volume crops that we have on our landscape and our dairy farms also produce for their own cow herd, their feed source, things are looking pretty good right now.
And in fact, Bransel says the spring planting for most farmers is almost done at this point. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss appointing RAMAC President Jim Landwig to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's Board of Directors. In a statement, Voss says that Landwig will, quote, be a welcome addition to the WEDC board, unquote, bringing a wealth of experience at the local level and knowledge concerning economic development that will benefit the entire state. Before taking the helm of RAMAC, of course, Landwig served as Racine County Executive. New survey out showing a number of Americans really do not know much about credit cards or credit scores. John Stoneless says more about both of those.
54% of those surveyed in a new NerdWallet Harris poll said they mistakenly believed that carrying a monthly balance on a credit card helps their credit score. It doesn't. The balance must be paid in full each month for a credit score to be positively affected. 78% said they don't know that closing an older paid-off credit card will likely hurt your credit score. Just 8% knew that a late payment usually doesn't affect a credit score as long as it's made within 30 days of being due. Only 9% of Americans said they know they have more than one credit score. I'm John Stolness.
And the State Department of Revenue is going to be hosting an online auction of unclaimed safe deposit boxes next Tuesday through 10 a.m. on June the 7th. Jewelry, coins, stamp collections, various other items now being held by the state, but the DOR's goal to find the rightful owners. If no one does step forward, then the state has 3 years to sell the items through auction. This auction will take place at www.wissurplus.com, number 16286. Residents wanting to check if they have any property with the state can use the DOR's online database. A woman from Racine facing a robbery charge accused of stealing razor replacement blades from the Walgreens on Washington Avenue and striking an employee who tried to stop her. 32-year-old Autumn Rogers also facing misdemeanor counts of battery and bail jumping. An employee of the store reportedly witnessing Rogers leaving with several packages of replacement blades in her shopping cart. It's alleged that when he grabbed the cart, Rogers struck him several times in the face and scratched his arm before taking off with some of the items. Rogers also facing retail theft allegations in Kenosha County. As condition of her bond, she was ordered not to have any contact with the Walgreens. A preliminary hearing in Racine County is scheduled for next week. A rally on mental health awareness held at the St. Luke's Health Pavilion at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints, the goal to eliminate the stigma and promote recovery. Noting Racine Unified has successful health-based clinics at Wadowitz and Johnson Schools, plus the Fresh Start program, Dr. Lisa Adams-Qualls, a social worker, said they plan more with the next school year.
We're actually looking to implement a screening so we can further identify students in need of services as well. We're partnering or collaborating with United Way to expand our school-based mental health clinic to Knapp Community School. This is just a small piece of a larger plan that the school district has committed to expand.
Miss Racine Haley Shanta talked about self-image problems that others got her to believe over the years until just recently.
I even wondered why God bothered creating me. Why would he create such a failure in this universe? And of course, along with this came depression and anxiety. And for a while, I thought about suicide as often as I would think about what I would eat for my next meal. Even when I had one Miss Racine, I thought negatively about myself. It took one of my very good friends through the Miss America organization to realize that I was not worthless.
The Mental Health Rally, the latest effort at community engagement, a symposium on the subject scheduled for September of next year. Governor Walker says the decision to join the lawsuit against the federal government over school bathroom rules was simple. Local school boards being allowed to decide the transgender student issue.
Until the president stuck his nose in this, I got to tell you, I've had 31 listening sessions across the state. Not one person has ever brought up the issue of bathrooms at all. This is an issue that's concocted by the president and those on the left to try and get people worked up about. It's not an issue that citizens care about in the state of Wisconsin.
The Obama administration's order calling for transgender students using the bathroom of the gender they identify with, Wisconsin one of almost a dozen states in that lawsuit. At the suggestion of the Milwaukee County Board, County Executive Chris Abley is creating an office on African American affairs. Says by making the department separate and distinct from other county agencies, it will emphasize its importance. The Racine Zoological Society is promoting the birthday tomorrow of Yule, the white-handed gibbon who turns 50 years old and is the oldest living gibbon in North America. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
Yule was born in Southeast Asia in 1966 and came to the Racine Zoo 20 years later. It also makes him the longest tenured resident of the zoo. Yule lives with his 37-year-old daughter, Robin. An informal birthday party Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. will include birthday cake-flavored popcorn and the sale of limited edition Yule t-shirts, with proceeds to benefit the zoo. White-hand gibbons typically live about 25 years in the wild and 40 to 50 years under human care. Zoo Executive Director Beth Heidorn says Yule turning 50 is a testament to the care he receives from the staff. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And if your plans this summer include going to family night with the Green Bay Packers, take note the date is going to be Sunday evening, July 31st, beginning with the in-stadium activities at 5:30 p.m. The event to be 1 week prior to the Hall of Fame game against the Colts and that weekend that Brett Favre goes into the Hall of Fame. The $10 tickets will go on sale starting June the 27th. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.